Nate's earnest charm and warm sense of humor had quickly erased Karen's doubts about their 4-year age difference and the gap between Nate's graduate student status and her own as an undergraduate junior. He had already confessed his environmentalist leanings, and after he walked her to her car and saw a late-model, low-emission, fuel-efficient Volvo at the curb, he seized her hand and kissed it. Karen was suddenly very glad her parents had insisted she take her mother's car instead of her father's Cadillac to college, and forever after wondered what Nate would have done had she come on bicycle. "What's on your mind?" asked Nate as she filled the sink and squeezed dish soap into the stream from the faucet. They had a dishwasher, but Nate disputed the manufacturer's claim that it used less water and energy than hand washing, so they used it to store the trash can and the recyclables bin instead. She retrieved the magazine from the diaper bag on the counter where she had placed it in anticipation of this moment. She returned to her seat and set the magazine on the table before her. "Please don't panic." "Panic?" He looked warier than she had ever seen him. "Why should I panic?" She gestured to the magazine. "Because I allowed one of these into the house." "What?" He glanced at the magazine. "This? That's what all this is about?" She nodded. He strangled out a laugh. "You nearly gave me a heart attack. I thought you were going to tell me you were pregnant again." He, of all people, ought to know there was little chance of that. Karen flipped the magazine open and placed it before him. "I think I'd like to apply for this job," she said, after giving him a moment to skim the ad. "It's not my traditional line of work, but I think I'd enjoy it more than any other part-time work I could..." She broke off at the sound of a thud from the living room. She paused, but when neither of the boys howled in pain or outrage, she returned her attention to Nate. "So, what do you think?"
It sounded like something hit the wall.
"No, honey, about the job. Look." Karen pointed to a line of type. "It says seasonal work and flexible hours are available."
"But it's all the way in Waterford."
"That's an hour drive at most."
"What about the kids? Won't you miss them?"
"Of course I'll miss them. Just like..."